So yeah, we're thinking about Christmas today, and often we think about how many sleeps is it until Christmas? So does anybody know? How many sleeps is it? Shout out if you think you know the answer. How many sleeps is it until Christmas? People are doing it, counting quickly. Seven, yeah, that's right. Seven sleeps to go until Christmas.
Gosh, seven sleeps. Well, I'm sure lots of us are really excited about Christmas. Only 1 week to go. And today, to help us get in the mood, we are actually going to look back at the very first Christmas, and we're going to think about what it would have been like to be there and to experience it.
Yeah, we're going to look at a passage in our time together where the author, the person who wrote it, is a guy called Luke. And he is writing and describing real life events from the life of Jesus. So he tells us what it was like for that very first Christmas and how people responded to Jesus being born. But we need to make sure that we're clear on where all of this took place. So hands up, who can tell me, where is it that Jesus was born? What place? Go on. Bethlehem, fantastic, thank you. Yeah, all of this takes place in the place of Bethlehem. And so, to get us warmed up, just as Luke does, we're invited to come to Bethlehem and see what happened. That's what we see in our passage today. So we're going to sing our first song, which says, O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. So we're going to sing that to start off with. So please stand if you're able, and let's sing nice and loud together.
Great job, everybody. Do take a seat. You're in fine voice this morning, sounding great. So remember, we are going to think back to that very first Christmas, and this was a Christmas for all of the senses. You see, how do we know that Christmas is coming up? We use our five senses. So, first question, what are our five senses? I think, if you think you know one, shout one out. Smell, sight, touch, hear. I can't work out which one we've not had. And taste, great, good job. So we've had to taste, to smell, our sight, our hearing, and touching. And we know that Christmas is coming up because we get to, firstly, taste lots of yummy food. I wonder, what's your favourite Christmas food? If anything springs to mind, why don't you shout it out, see which I can hear. Mince pies. Mince pies. Pigs in blankets. That was a popular choice in the first service. Anything else? Roast potatoes. Good choice. Someone in the first service said Brussels sprouts. I thought it was quite controversial. Brilliant. So we get to try lots of amazing foods, taste them all, and when we eat our pigs in blankets or our mince pies or turkey, whatever else it might be, we know that Christmas is nearly here.
And we might have lots of Christmas smells as well. Can anyone think of anything that you might smell at this time of year to do with Christmas? What might be a Christmassy smell? Let's have a hand up. Go on, shout it out nice and loud. Yeah, Christmas tree. We might smell the pine and all the needles from a Christmas tree. Any other suggestions? What might we smell? Go on. Mulled wine. We might smell mulled wine. Fantastic. Let's have one more suggestion. What else might we smell at Christmas? Any more suggestions? Go on, Sue.
Well.
Turkey. Yeah, go on, Sue. It looked like you were about to shout one out. No, no worries. All right, fair. My bad. Yeah, we might have lots of different smells at Christmas. So mince pies, mulled wine, lots of the food. Maybe you smell the food cooking in the oven. There are lots of different smells at Christmas.
So there's lots of taste, there's lots of smells. And then next, our sight. What can we see at Christmas? Well, there's loads of things, isn't there? We might see Christmas cards arriving in the post. We might see Christmas adverts on TV, and because it's a bit darker, we might see lots of fairy lights. I love seeing all the fairy lights at Christmas, even like we've got in here. You might see them on houses or in your workplace, at your school. In fact, some people love Christmas lights so much that they cover their entire house with them. Have a look at this picture. It's a house in America. Guess how many lights do you think they have on their house? How many do you reckon? Shout out some numbers. How many? Oh, a trillion. That would be a lot, wouldn't it? 100? Couple of hundred? 1,000? 700,000 wow. Lights. That is a lot of lights. And they actually set a Guinness World Record for the most Christmas lights on one house.
Guys, can you imagine as well, what would the electricity bill be like for that? It would be mad, wouldn't it? But I guess, in kind of away from all the Christmas lights, things were very different at the very first Christmas. And to do that, we're going to have a look at our Bible reading for today. So do grab a Bible that is nearby. You might be on the chair next to you or in front of you. And turn to page 1027. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord's. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.'"
You see, at that very first Christmas, things were looking very dark. The only lights that the shepherds had was their fire that they would have used to keep them warm as they looked after their sheep. But then we saw that an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around. All of a sudden, the place was filled with light. And the light was so bright, it'd be even brighter than if we shone the brightest torch in here.
That would be, yeah, it'd be such a bright light. And it says, the glory of the Lord shone around them. So it covered the entire space nearby them. It was a very bright light.
Very bright light. And what was the shepherd's reaction? Have a little look down. Did anybody see? How were the shepherds feeling? Were they feeling excited? Anybody see how they were feeling? Shout it out if you can spot it.
What word to use?
Yes, it was a word like nervous. Well done. They were terrified. They were really, really surprised. I think we would all be if that happened to us. You see, we can often think of angels as quite cute. We put them on the top of the Christmas tree. But actually, that's not a very normal thing for angels to come and visit. They were bright, they were terrifying, but they brought a message from the Lord. Have a look at what the angel said. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." You see, the angel says for the shepherds to not be scared. They don't need to be terrified because they are bringing a message that will cause great joy. Liam, what would cause you to have great joy?
Well, one thing that will cause me to have great joy, being the fact that it's the World Cup final today, what would cause me great joy if it was Harry Kane lifting that World Cup and England won. But sadly, that's not to be. Maybe next year or the next time. It's coming home then. There we go.
Never mind. Well, what the shepherds were receiving was even better than that, if you can imagine it, because it was something that would cause them even more joy. The angels say that today, in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. What causes them great joy is that Jesus has come into the world. And that joy is something that we are going to sing about now together.
Yeah, we're going to sing a song called Joy to the
World. Great job with the instruments as well. Do you just pop those down if you've got them? You can use them in our next song.
Well, yeah, I don't know about you, Susie, but singing nice and loud like we did all together then, that does fill me full of joy.
It does. People love singing at Christmas. I don't know about you, I quite like singing all year round. But at Christmas, everybody loves a good carol. And there's actually loads of Christmas songs that we might hear, maybe on the radio or in shops. And we've all got our favourite, I'm sure. But actually, the Official Charts Company did a poll to find out which Christmas song was the people's favourite. I wonder if you can guess. So there's two options, and we'll let you have a chance to think with someone near you, which you think was more popular, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, or Wham! Last Christmas. Chat to someone near you, which do you think is more popular? Okay, hands up for Mariah Carey. Double vote over there. Hands up for Wham! Last Christmas. Interesting, quite evenly split. Well, it was Mariah Carey. Well done if you said that.
Yeah, Christmas songs like that are great, but let's make sure that they don't lead us to missing out on what Christmas is really all about. Because Christmas songs like that may sing about spending time with friends and family, with loved ones at Christmas, which is like a good part of what we enjoy at Christmas, but it is not what Christmas is really all about, is it? Christmas is all about celebrating that Jesus has come into the world.
And did you notice in our reading that the angels were praising God like a song as well? It said, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.
Yeah, and that reminds us of a line in that very first song that we sung, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. We sang these words that are up on the screen here. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above, glory to God in the highest.
So what we can hear at Christmas are songs, and songs that speak and talk about Jesus. And you see, when the angels sing on earth, peace to those on whom his favour rests, they're saying how amazing it is that he came into the world. That God came into the world, our broken, messy world that's full of sin and bad things that happen, bad things that we do, and he came to bring peace and that we could be friends with God. God came to be with us, and that is amazing news that we can sing about.
And we're going to sing another song that captures the joy of that. It's called Happy, Happy Day, and it comes with actions as well. So maybe for this song, put your instrument down and make sure you've got your hands and arms available to do actions. And Susie is going to lead us in action. So have a look for what Susie is doing. So please stand as we sing.
Clap. Good job with the actions. Well done. Do take a seat. Brilliant work. I saw some very good actions. So far, which of the five senses have we had? What have we thought about? Who can shout out which ones have we thought? We've thought about what we can smell, taste. What else? Good job. We've had our taste, smell, sight and sound. Good job. So which one is left? Feel. Yes. Well done.
Well, we're going to continue on in our passage in Luke and see what happens next. And so Susie is going to do our next part of the reading from the same bits as we were looking at before. So if you've got your Bible, reopen it at page 1027. And Susie is going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Fantastic. Thanks, Susie. We saw lots of those different senses in that reading, didn't we? And so we're going to think, well, what might we expect to feel at Christmas with our sense of touch? Well, we might look at a Christmas tree and touch and kind of feel the pine needles from it. Or, and maybe you especially experienced this week, you might feel the colds. Winter, when it's been really cold, you might feel that. And then, in a week's time, we'll know that it's Christmas when we feel a presence underneath the tree. Because that's really exciting, isn't it? Maybe some of you have got your trees up at home, presents starting to be underneath. So you're having a look and seeing what there is. You look at the label and you say, oh, that present is for me. And maybe you're starting to think, I can't wait to open it, but maybe I can start to feel maybe what it is, try and guess what it is. And then after much waiting over the week, Christmas Day, you finally get to open your present. Take off the wrapping paper, take off the ribbon, and to open it up.
Oh, it's quite well wrapped. Thank you.
Very good. And so there wasn't any opening of presents at that very first Christmas, but the shepherds got to hold and see something far more precious and valuable than a present. They got to hold and see the baby Jesus.
Yes,
who didn't come out of a box.
Didn't quite come out of a shoebox like this. But yes, they did get to see and hold baby Jesus. Brilliant. So we saw in our reading that the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. They go to Bethlehem, they find Mary and Joseph, and they find Jesus exactly as they were told.
Yeah, on that very first Christmas, the shepherds were able to hold Jesus coming into the world, the Savior of the world, but coming into the world as a baby. Maybe some of you have held a newborn baby in your arms. It might be, you know, your own or a relative of yours, or perhaps a baby that's been born to a friend of yours. Then you know what it's like to hold something kind of so small and something that feels so delicate and yet is so precious as well. But this wasn't just any baby. This was a very special baby.
We saw in our reading earlier that Jesus was described as a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. See, Jesus comes into the world as a baby, just like you and me, but he is described in these different ways of what he will be when he grows up. He will be a Savior, a person to rescue us from our sin and our brokenness. He's the Messiah, the promised King to deliver us and bring peace on earth. And he is the Lord, God himself, coming down to earth so that we could know him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very special baby, isn't it? And what is mind-blowing about that is that, you know, if we think this is a very special baby coming, we might think, well, surely they're going to be born in a very special place, like a palace surrounded by comfort and luxury. But actually, we see, don't we, in this story, that Jesus is born in very different surroundings, very humble. He's not born in a hospital, but he is born in a stable. And he is put in a manger. If you don't know what a manger is, it's basically like a feeding trough that animals would go to eat their food. That's where Jesus was placed.
And this is captured in our next song, Once in Royal David City, describing how in Bethlehem this Saviour, Lord and Messiah came into the world. So please do stand and we will sing together. Lovely, do take a seat. Well, what a helpful song that is to remind us of just what Jesus is like. That Jesus doesn't just stay as a cute baby, the one we see on Christmas cards or in nativities, but that Jesus grows up to become a man, to live a perfect life that we could not, and to die on a cross in our place. And he died to be our Saviour, taking our place so that we could be forgiven for all our sin. Basically, all the times we say, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your ways.
And that gives us amazing good news to tell people. Because at this time of year, we might say to people, oh, happy Christmas. We might say that even to strangers or people we don't know or we've never met. And as we finish maybe work or school for Christmas, we might say to people, oh, I hope you have a lovely Christmas. But let's have a look at what the shepherds are saying on that first Christmas. We saw it in verse 17 of our passage earlier. It says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
After all the shepherds had been through, from being blinded and terrified as they were visited by the angels, then to holding baby Jesus, the shepherds didn't just keep it to themselves. This is the best news ever. So they want to tell people.
Yeah, they want to tell everyone about who Jesus is, that he is a Savior, Lord, and Messiah. And that is good news for all humanity, for me and for you guys 2,000 years later as well. You see, I reckon if any of us in the room, if we met a future king as a baby, and we were able to hold them as well, well, that'd be something quite cool, wouldn't it? We'd probably tell a lot of people about it. Maybe, you know, we'd tell our friends at school. We'd let our colleagues know. You'd never guess what I was able to do. And if we were on social media, we might put it all over Instagram. We'd basically want to tell as many people as possible.
So imagine if you were able to experience that very first Christmas and what the shepherds experienced. Ordinary people who go from one night looking after their sheep to meeting Jesus, holding the Creator and the Saviour of the world in their arms, the person who was coming to save them for heaven. If that was us, we'd do the same as what the shepherds do. They tell as many people as possible because they know that Jesus coming into the world is such good news.
Yeah, and that is the same good news that we want to tell people about the world. We want to say to people as well, because we want people to know about this amazing baby as well, that he is our Savior, our Lord, and our Messiah. And we can praise and give glory to him as well, just as the shepherds did on that very first Christmas. And you see, just as the shepherds learned from the angels about who Jesus is, as we learn who Jesus is, we naturally want to tell people as well.
And that is what we are going to sing about in our final song together. It says, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Because of what Jesus has done for us, and that we can know him as our friend, we get to sing and tell people about this amazing news, this Saviour who has reconciled us with God so that we can be with him. So get your instruments at the ready for our last song, and please do stand as you are able.